Hey, this is Narissa.
Hey, this is Emma.
And you're listening to Overdue Conversations. Today we're playing a game of Who's Most Likely To, but reading edition. But first we wanted to share what books we read in July and which one was our favorite.
Yeah. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so I read 8 books in July. I read Binding 13, Keeping 13, The Compound, Daisy Hates the Great Undoing, Silver Elite, The Happy Ever After Playlist, Rose in Chains, and Made for Each Other.
You read so many good books.
I know. I had a really good reading month.
I haven't even read those. I already know they're good.
Yeah. So good. My favorite was Daisy Hates the Great Undoing.
Of course.
Yeah. but a close second was Silver Elite. And I know a lot of people hate on Silver Elite, but it was really bingeable, and I appreciate that.
What's the hate?
I don't really know. I just know a lot of people kind of hate on it. It's a dystopian. It wasn't anything like special, but I really enjoyed it and I binged it. Like I read 300 pages like in one day because I
crazy.
Couldn't put it down.
That's cool.
So if a book does that to me, 5 stars. Yeah, but I gave 2 books 5 stars and Daisy Hates a Great Undoing was one, and then Silver Elite was the other.
Cool.
Yep.
Ugh, I can't wait to read those books. I'm, like, abandoning my summer TV year. I'm just like, this did not work out for me.
I kind of did the same.
Okay, I read Wild Dark Shore, Golden Sun, Crime Time, It Happened One Summer, The Hunger Games, Morning Star, The Summer I Turned Pretty, It's Not Summer Without You, Catching Fire, We'll Always Have Summer, The Best Man's Ghostwriter, and Mockingjay.
Wow.
Which was like 12 books. And let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of those are audibles. So I read 5 physical books. And I was just trudging through Wild Dark Shore and the Hunger Games trilogy. So I honestly had a really bad month. I think the best one I read was the Hunger Games. It started off really strong. Catching Fire was like a 4-star. And then Mockingjay was just such a Debbie Downer. I was just pooped by the end of it.
Yeah.
I was like, this is just so sad and hopeless. But yeah, Hunger Games was so good because you get all the connections, like the foundation of everything. And then Sunrise on the Reaping just expands. And then I can't wait to pick up The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes because I don't know what they put in there that I can like further expand on the connections, you know?
Yeah.
And it's the beginning of everything. It's a foundation, you know? So, but honestly, I also really liked It Happened One Summer. It just felt like the author was trying too hard to make like a perfect male main character. And it just wasn't cohesive. Like his personality and like day-to-day life wasn't cohesive with like, I don't know, like the heated moments or whatever, like how he was like in his relationship with the girl just wasn't cohesive with who he is like in real life.
Yeah.
Because he's like golden retriever. And then when he's with the girl, he's like, I don't know, dark romance guy.
Oh.
It's so uncomfortable. That didn't make sense. I think she was just trying too hard.
Yeah.
But yeah, Hunger Games is my best read. Had a really bad July.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, sorry you had a bad July, but I'm glad Hunger Games was good.
Yeah, it was good to do a reread, but I just can't get into The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes right now. Mockingjay killed me, ran me over.
You just need some palate cleanser books.
I do. I'm reading The Strawberry Patch Pancake House.
Nice.
And it's been a good palate cleanser. I haven't had a romance in a long time. I don't even count Summer I Turned Pretty as a romance. I just read it so I can watch the show. I actually listened to it on Audible. And I just want to watch the show, and I didn't like it. I think it's too young for me. I think I would have liked it back when I was a preteen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like they're in high school.
Yeah.
For the first 2 books, and then college in the last book.
Yeah, I think in the third book, if it was like maybe 5, 6, 7 years later after college, they were mature and whatever, and they were making the decisions they were making, I would have been like, okay, this is good.
Yeah.
But not when they're 19.
I know. Well, and like they are so immature.
Yeah.
Like in the series as well. I didn't read the books. But you have to remember like they are so young and like I was immature too.
Yeah.
So, but it's hard to read now that we're older, like in our mid 20s.
Yeah.
And we're watching these 19-year-olds, you know?
I know. I think I was engaged at 19 and married by 20.
Oh, wow.
Had a baby by 20, or yeah, I was 21. A month after turning 21, I had my baby. So, like, I'm in the same age, I was the same age when they were making those decisions, but they, it's just the way they're handling things, just not mature.
Yeah.
And they'd been through things too, so usually that makes people mature, but not them. No. But yeah, I can't wait to watch the show though.
It's good.
Okay. That's good. That's good news. What are you currently reading?
I'm currently reading The Serpent and the Wings of Night.
Mm-hmm.
I've wanted a fantasy and it was on Kindle Unlimited and I've heard great things about it. So I picked it up and I'm like 40 pages in and I already like it. So excited to read later today.
Yeah. Finish it. Yeah. I want to get Kindle Unlimited. I'm going to look right now how much that costs.
Yeah. I have no idea. It's like hooked up to your Amazon, I think.
Oh, it's $11.99 a month.
Okay, that's not even that bad because you can read so many books on Kindle Unlimited.
Yeah, I want to read the, what is it, Windy City series? Mm-hmm. Like Mile High and all that. And I think that's on there.
Okay.
That sounds fun.
Okay, so now we're going to get into who's most likely to.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to be reading the questions and then we'll just talk about who's most likely to.
Okay.
Okay. Who is most likely to stay up all night to finish a book?
I think I am. What do you think?
Depends on the book, because I did that with Silver Elite not that long ago.
Oh, how late did you stay up?
Until I finished it.
Oh my goodness.
It was like 1 a.m. I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. How'd you feel the next day?
Tired, but it was a Sunday night too, so I had to work the next morning.
Terrible.
But yeah, it was just so good. I couldn't go to bed.
That's cool. You haven't done that in a while though.
I think that was the first time. Well, I wouldn't say the first time, but I have stayed up late to read.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if like all night. I haven't like gone until like 3-4 a.m.
Would you ever do like a readathon? Like go somewhere for like 24 hours?
Yes. And I want to do like a whole weekend and then do like a 24-hour readathon.
Mm-hmm. Would you like go out and do things during that time too, or like literally sit there and read?
I would have to like take breaks.
Yeah.
Because then I would just get tired. Yeah. And then
slump.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like watch a show.
Yeah.
Cook something.
Well, because we had a girls' trip last October or November. We went to Broken Bow.
Yeah.
And it was like me, my mom, my aunt, my sister, and then my cousin.
Mm.
And everyone reads except for my sister.
Mm-hmm.
So, and like we all like read. I think we all read at least like one book while we were there.
Wow.
But we went like to the wineries. We went like shopping.
Mm-hmm.
So that was fun.
How many days was it?
I think it was like Friday through Sunday. Oh, so we had like Saturday like the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
But we went like Friday, we got there I think middle of the day,
mm-hmm.
and then left Sunday morning.
We should do that for your birthday,
dude. I know. But it's football season.
Oh,
so we're gonna have to figure out a weekend.
Maybe before football season.
Well, football season starts August 30th.
Okay. So and next weekend.
I have two weddings this month.
Oh my gosh.
I know. We should do it.
Mm-hmm. Let's go for it.
Just don't know when.
Yeah, I think I used to stay up really late to read books. We said that last episode, but recently I'm not doing that anymore. I just need my sleep, prioritizing my health.
Yeah.
But I would do it.
Yeah.
Like The Women, I stayed up all the time to read that book. That was before, like, I had where I would read 100 pages or whatever every day, but I would just knock it out late at night because it was just so good. Ugh.
Okay, our next one. Who is most likely to cry over a fictional character?
Okay, you don't cry a lot, so that has to be me.
Do you cry, though?
I've probably teared up a little bit a few times.
I feel like we're kind of the same. Like, we don't really cry.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you feel things, like, really deeply?
I have read books and something happens and that's, like, all I can think about for, like, the next few days.
Yeah. Okay, I'm like that, too.
Yeah.
Or, like, a book ends and I'm thinking about it for, like, a week.
Yeah. I mean, I cried during Fearless, but it wasn't, like, crazy. Sobbing. I was just, like, I teared up a little bit.
Yeah. There are some books that just stir me up, which is so crazy.
Yeah.
I'm like, why can't every book do that?
I know. I wish I was more of a crier.
Yeah. I need that hit. I don't know.
So, yes, maybe both of us.
Yeah.
Okay, who is most likely to spoil the ending without realizing it? I feel like that's you.
You've spoiled some things for me.
I have?
Yeah, but not when? The ending.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Oh, maybe like Akatar. I think you have spoiled a little bit.
Well, you already knew stuff going into it.
I did. So
that's not my fault.
On.
That's not my fault. You asked and I told.
You added more to it.
That is you so already funny. Knew.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not taking blame for that one.
Okay. I don't know. Yeah, I think I might like talk about a book and then be like, oh, shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Have I spoiled books for you?
No, because
a lot of the books I read are books you've read.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So maybe it is me. Sorry.
We'll find out next year when I catch up with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's most likely to fall in love with a villain? I feel like that's me.
Yeah. Okay. My, like, tendency for, like, book characters are, like, I like the toxic ones.
Same.
Which is so terrible.
The morally gray men.
Yeah, but you always praise morally gray men.
I do.
But I haven't met any, so yeah. I need to find them.
Love a good villain.
Yeah, I probably would if I was not a Christian, like in that fake world, probably be with the villain. I'd be the good girl that like turns the villain good, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Rose and Chains, I feel like the main guy is like kind of morally gray. I don't know. Yes and no. Like, I feel like he's kind of borderline morally gray. So once you read Rose and Chains, you will get an idea of like morally gray.
I've got 2 weeks. Our book club book for August is Rose and Chains, and Emma's already read it. And so I need to read it within like the next 2 weeks so we can film that episode, and then we'll get it out on August 29th.
Yeah. I wouldn't say he's like a morally gray, like completely morally gray, but he's like kind of borderline. So you can kind of get an idea.
So you like him?
I do. A lot.
Oh, you're so funny. Okay.
Okay, our next one. Who's most likely to own more books than they could ever read? You. You literally have like 100 books on your physical TBR. Yeah. That you have not read.
Okay, let me see. I just got more books for my birthday.
Bruh.
So 150 probably is what I own.
How many books did you get for your birthday?
Well, okay. I bought Rose and Chains before my birthday weekend. So that's kind of one. And then, actually, two of the books I bought replaced other books.
Okay, so that's like a swap.
Yeah, I swapped. And then I sold them. And then I bought the Lori Gilmore, the Dream Harbor series with the Strawberry Patch Pancake House, the Cinnamon Bun Book Cafe, or Pumpkin Spice.
Yeah.
Whatever they are. Yeah. I don't even know. I just bought them because they're so cute. So yeah, I probably have 150 books.
Oh
but, okay, that means I've read like 65-ish. So I have like 90 books on my shelf that I haven't read.
Oh my gosh. I think I have like 12.
No.
That I haven't read? Yeah.
That's crazy.
Should I count right now?
No, it's fine. Okay. I believe you. That's crazy. I'm just embarrassed.
I also don't have as much room as you.
That's true. Yeah. And like a lot of the books I have are the series everyone loves. So I had to buy them. I have to try them out.
Yeah.
All right. And like, you know, I feel like bad that I should have just bought the first book and then seen if I like the series.
Yeah, that's what I kind of do. I don't buy the series
But
until after I've read the first book.
everyone says they love the whole series, so I just bought it all.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah. How to get my feet in the water,
Yeah.
you know?
Okay, the next one. Who's most likely to pretend they've read a classic but haven't? That's me.
I read the question before you said it.
I know. That's me because I haven't read a classic, but you've read like all of them.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, oh yeah, because I just watched, okay, y'all, I just watched the 2005 edition or whatever of Pride and Prejudice. I'm obsessed. So now I'm going to go around saying, oh yeah, Pride and Prejudice.
My favorite
Yeah,
book.
I love it. Mr. Darcy.
So funny. I love that book and that movie. One of my favorites. Might be my favorite.
It's a good movie. It might be one of my new comfort movies.
That's so good. I told you.
I know. It took me so long to watch it.
Now you need to watch Persuasion and Emma.
Okay.
Little Women.
Okay.
Yeah, those are good stuff.
Okay.
But yeah, you definitely are the one to pretend.
Yeah.
Because I have read them,
Yeah,
so I
you
can't even
have read them. I
pretend.
know. Okay. Who's most likely to get into a heated debate over a plot twist?
Emma.
Yeah, me.
Fearless? Oh
I get very passionate about books.
Yeah.
And I mean, like a plot twist, yes, but also like if someone, like if you, like, 'cause you didn't like Powerless as much as I did, I'm like, you do you, but I'm like, oh, what? Because I loved it so much. So I feel like I'm more like passionate about like that stuff.
Yeah, you're very defensive. Yeah.
I am. I'm
You're
sorry.
like, no, you're good. You're fun. You're like, don't talk about her like that. I'm
I do
like,
say
I will
that.
take no criticism.
I will take no criticism on the Powerless series. Yeah.
Oh, so funny.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, but like, I'm not gonna be like mad at someone. Like, it's all like pretend. You know, I'm like,
Yeah. You don't,
I'm not serious.
yeah, for
Yeah.
real. That's good.
Okay. Well, this next one doesn't really make sense, but I'll read it anyway, and then maybe we can talk about how we do it. Okay. So, who's most likely to organize their bookshelf by aesthetic instead of author? Well, I don't organize my bookshelf
How do you do it?
by author. Well, I guess I kind of do. I group my authors together, but I organize by genre.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
And then I make it aesthetic, and then I put it by author. So I have different, I don't know, like display techniques, and like Lisa Jewell. So I call it the Stairmaster, where like you lay a book flat, and then you stand a book up, and then you keep doing that, and it makes like a staircase. But I have that with like my mystery and thrillers. And Lisa Jewell, I have two of her books, and one is standing up, one is flat. So like they're together, but they're also genre
Yeah.
like organized. So it's aesthetic because I have the Stairmaster thing. It's by author because I keep Lisa Jewell together, and then
Yeah.
it's genre because it's all mystery books.
Yeah,
So
I don't have like room for
yeah.
aesthetics, but I do. I mean, I organize it by genre first, and then I obviously keep like series together.
Yeah.
And like my romance, I have a lot of Lynn Painter books and then Emily Henry books, and those are obviously together.
Yeah.
So I guess I do organize it by author,
Genre and then author.
but it's genre then author.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and keep author
But
together.
then a lot of authors keep in the same genre anyway,
Yeah.
besides like Rebecca Yarros, because she has fantasy and romance. But overall, I feel like authors keep in the same genre.
Yeah.
So.
They're known for it and then stick with it.
Okay, you ready for our next one? Who is most likely to read five books at once and not be confused?
I'm confused when I read an audiobook and a physical book at the
That,
same
I
time.
mean, I've only ever done two books, like a physical and then
Yeah, same.
audio, but they're completely different genres.
Yeah.
And I don't get confused with two books, but I could not do five.
No. Have you done more than one physical book at the same time?
No. I would be crazy.
Yeah, because then you have double the books to carry around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how would I choose? Like, audio, like, I'll listen to if I'm in the car.
Yeah.
Or on a walk.
Yeah.
But my physical, I can only have one physical book.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta dedicate my time to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we would both be very confused.
I agree. With five books, yeah.
I don't have that many moods.
Like, I don't either.
Reading moods.
I don't either. Okay. Who's most likely to reread their favorite series every year?
Every year is a big commitment.
I agree.
I would not want to do that.
I wouldn't either. Because my favorite series is 8 books long.
Oh my gosh. Throne of Glass?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But I have, I mean, so Fourth Wing, with like a new book coming out every year, I do reread it.
Mm-hmm.
So I reread it this year.
Mm. And then you reread like Legend or something, right?
Yeah, I reread the Legend series by Marie Lu only because I read it when I was like 13 the first time and I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
So I read it last year because I wanted to relive it and see if I still loved it.
Yeah, figure out if you actually love it.
Yeah, but I probably won't read it again.
Mm.
But I do love it. So
it's like the book that made you you, but...
Yeah, because it wasn't as like popular as like The Hunger Games. No, and like,
I've never read it.
It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's YA, so they're like, you know, 16.
Yeah.
So you have to keep that in mind because the audience is for... like younger. Mm-hmm. But my mom read it like back then.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, I don't even know how old, but she loved it as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really good. And then there's a fourth book out now about like the brother in it. Mm. And it's really good as well.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I'll read it.
You should.
I love dystopian.
It's a good dystopian.
I love.
I kind of want to go back and read like the Match series.
I never read that either.
Really?
Or like the Selection.
Wow.
Did you read Selection?
Mm-hmm. I was a dystopian girl.
Yeah, I was
when
too.
I was like 12, 13.
But I didn't know those books existed.
Oh, really?
I always saw the Selection, the green one, in like the library. Well, but I never picked it up.
Match was the green one.
Oh, okay.
In like the
then
little
yes.
bubble.
Yes, 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 yes. Okay, yeah. See, I know what they are, but I just never picked them up.
When I was reading the Match series, there was this one song, and I'll hear it sometimes still. It's like older. And I'll think of that like a specific scene in the Match series.
Yeah.
I don't remember what book it is. I kind of want to reread it though.
I'm the same way. Oh, I used a certain chapstick with the Divergent series.
Chapstick?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was the Blistex like navy blue one. And yeah, anytime I smell that or use that, I'm like, oh, Divergent fall of 2008 or whatever. Like,
well, like when I was reading the 4 book.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, I was on an airplane. We were going on vacation, like, to Europe. And every time I think of, and I hear a certain song, too. It's the, oh, I forget the name of it. But I remember I was, like, listening to it and reading 4.
Mm-hmm.
I can just, I'm on a plane.
Mm.
When I'm, like, 14.
Oh, it's, like, magic. The feeling in my chest. Oh, so good. Ugh, the best. I'm going to reread Divergent soon.
You should. I'm going to reread Matched.
No. Wait. Yeah. Okay, wait. So Matched, The Selection, and Legend, right?
Yeah.
Okay. TBR.
Last year, I listened to the Ugly series.
What is that?
It's another dystopian. I read it when I was younger. There's a movie out. It's not good, so don't watch it. It's on Netflix. But I read it when I was, you know, the same age.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened to it last year when I was commuting to, like, school and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't hit as hard as when I was, like, 13.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. That's it was funny. It's a dystopian.
Mm. You said the Ugly series?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Okay. Next one. Who is most likely to judge others based on their favorite book? I feel like that's you.
You think?
Yeah.
I was going to say you.
Wait, why?
Oh, I don't know. Because I don't know a lot of people's like favorite books. I haven't read them all. You know?
That's true.
And, like, since you know it, you're like, oh, you like that? Like,
yeah. Well, I feel like a lot of people, their favorite books are, like, my favorite books. Mm. Like, you know, like, they have, like, at least, like, my neighbors.
Oh, yeah.
And so they're all, like, fantasy girls.
Yeah.
I know you're not really a fantasy girl yet.
Not yet. We'll find out.
We'll make you one soon.
Yeah. I'm going to read A Court of Frost and Starlight next. And nice. Silver Flames, hopefully, after that. So I'll knock out ACOTAR.
Nice.
Yeah. And then Fourthling or Caraval. Which one?
Do you want to read two? Do you want to read two fantasies back to back?
I won't do it back to back. I'll have to do something in the middle.
Okay. I say read Fourthling.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Because then we can read. It's so popular.
Yeah. And then we can play that game that's coming out.
Yeah.
When do you know when that game's coming out? Did you look? No. Okay. I didn't either.
But yeah, read Fourthling. I want to talk to you about it.
Okay.
I'm going to skip the next one.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Who is most likely to get personally offended by a bad adaptation?
Narissa.
That is you.
Uh-huh.
For sure.
I was so heated. I was like, 11 when the Hunger Games movie came out? I was like, Madge gave her the pin. Like, and I'm still angry to this day that they messed it up. Right. And I was thinking that Suzanne Collins, she may not have connected Madge to Maisie Lee and Merrily. In Sunrise on the Reaping yet, because she let the movie mess that up. But she also trained Woody Harrelson, like, hey, you had a traumatic event at the chariots, mm-hmm. you know, when they came through the circle or whatever. Yeah. She was like, your character had a traumatic event. And so in the movie, he, like, looks down and doesn't watch. So, like, Suzanne Collins knew what she was doing. So if she let the pin come from Greasy Say at the Hob, instead of Madge, I'm thinking she didn't know the connection yet. She didn't make it up yet. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
Like, she let that slide because she didn't have the connection yet. Because it messes up Sunrise on the Reaping.
Yeah.
Because Maisie Lee is a huge connection.
Or maybe, the pin just gets lost. And as the time goes on. Well, like, afterwards.
Oh, you think they'll show it getting lost? Or
I don't know. I don't know if, like, it will be. I think the pin will show up, but yeah,
I feel like it has to.
But I don't think it's going to be, it's not going to be that big of a deal.
Like, if you read the books, you're going to notice it.
Yeah.
Okay. But I think it's a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah. You're passionate about your movies.
I am. I love my movies. They have to be perfect. Why can't they just be perfect? Why do they got to switch it up? Like, We Were Liars, they switch it up. Have you watched it yet?
No, I don't know. I feel like it's just not gripping my attention.
Yeah, and it's also very, YA.
Yeah. I mean, I know the ending in the book.
Yeah.
So and good. So, I know. I remember I read it when I was, 14.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, what? And then now reading it, a second time, I was able to pick up on things.
Mm-hmm.
Because I already knew the ending.
Yeah.
And I was able to pick up and be like, oh, this is kind of obvious if you already know.
Yeah.
Obviously. Yeah. But
yeah. I know. I was like, you guys suck. And then I'm like, oh.
Wait. Okay. Our next one. Who is most likely to highlight or annotate every page?
Me.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. Has to be
I don't annotate.
It has to be a really involved book, intentional.
Like The Hunger Games, you're going through and taking notes. Yeah.
Yeah. But I didn't even take many notes on Catching Fire or Mockingjay. There just wasn't a lot of notes.
Well, I feel like the foundation is Hunger Games.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what.
Yeah, I had a million notes for that.
Yeah. And I feel like you'll have a million notes for The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes.
Yeah.
And then Sunrise on the Reaping.
I did have notes for Sunrise on the Reaping. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That hits so good.
Yeah.
So good.
Okay, who is most likely to buy a book just for the cover? You.
Yeah, but you do too.
I do, but you do it more than me.
I do it more than you. Oh, and definitely judge by the cover. And if you have sprayed edges, I'm probably buying it.
I know. That's why I want to get that one book, but I'm like, no.
I know. That's so disappointing.
I know.
Should we talk about which book that is?
No, it's okay. Okay. Who is most likely to read the last page first?
Honestly, I get tempted to.
Okay, so I used to do that when I was younger.
Why?
Because I wanted to know how it ended.
I, like, if I'm flipping through the pages, I'll let myself read, like, one word.
No. Now I'm like, I don't spoil anything anymore. Yeah. I used to be a big spoiler. Mm-hmm. When I'm watching movies, like, if it's, like, an intense movie, I'll look up the ending. I know. But, like, I don't like suspense, like, oh, my gosh, what's going to happen? That but for so books, mm-hmm. like, if it's a romance book, I know they're going to end up together.
Yeah.
Fantasy. I don't know, but I used to read the last page when I was younger first.
That's crazy.
I just wanted to know how it ended. I wanted to make sure, like, where I wanted to read it and be like, okay, I know it's going to happen. I know it's going to happen. Mm. But not really know what happens. but I don't do that anymore.
That's so funny. Yeah. I like to go in blind and keep it, like, I want to be totally shocked.
Yeah. That's how I am now.
Yeah.
Okay. Who is most likely to recommend the same book to everyone they meet?
I feel like we both are.
I'm
going to guess your recommendation. Like, if someone was like, hey, what should I read? If you could recommend one book, you would say probably Fourth Wing. The most. You would say that the most.
My friend just messaged me not that long ago, my friend Hannah, and she was like, I want to get back into reading, but I don't know what to read. And I recommend, like, romance and fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
So I recommend two genres mm-hmm. that, like, will help someone get into reading.
Yeah.
And I recommend, I'll recommend Emily Henry or Abby Jimenez
mm-hmm.
for my romance, mm-hmm. anything by them. And then for fantasy, I do recommend Fourth Wing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I recommend the Powerless series.
Yeah. I do recommend Powerless often.
Mm-hmm.
But do you want to guess what my book recommendation
is? The Women.
Of course. Yeah. I tell everyone, read this book. It's so good. My friend Cooney still hasn't read it yet.
So good.
I'm going to beat her up.
Okay, we have three more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who is most likely to write fan fiction because they hated the ending? That's you.
Yeah, it is.
That's you. I don't think you write fan fiction, but I feel like you in your head are like,
yeah, yeah.
It could have ended like this.
Yeah, I'm like, they could have done this, this, and this, and it could have done this and this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I haven't written anything, but I definitely would. Like, if I set my mind to it, I would.
Yeah.
I could. But yeah, just way too busy, too young, unqualified.
I think you should start writing.
I will.
I think you should.
I'm just too busy right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe when Ellie gets older, I have more free time.
Yeah.
I need to sit down and just stare at what I have right now for my romance novel and just kind of get it all organized.
You should just, like, keep notes in your phone and just, like, write some lines here and there.
I do.
Oh, you do?
Let me show you.
Yeah.
It was in my notes, and then I got all, I don't know, professional and, like, sophisticated, and I put it in a Google Doc.
Oh.
So it's a legit thing now.
Oh, wow. That's all for your romance book?
Yep. There's paragraphs.
What? Yeah. You should let me read some of it.
No, I want you to read the book.
No, but I need to be the one that I can be your editor.
I talked about it with my friend Kundi, and she was like swooning over all the things.
Okay, why are you talking? That's rude.
Because you're a reader. Like, she's a reader too, but I don't know.
I'm not gonna judge you.
It makes it, yeah, I know. I don't know. I'll tell you after this.
Okay.
Are you busy?
I have to leave at 11.
Okay.
So we have time.
Okay.
Okay. Who is most likely to own matching bookmarks for every season?
My gosh.
You.
I didn't look at these questions before I send them to you. I feel like targeted.
It's you. I only have two bookmarks. Well, I lost that strawberry one you gave me.
Bro, I'm using it right now.
I'm reading strawberry.
I took a picture. Hopefully I have it. I bought a bookmark for my birthday specifically for Nightingale. Okay, maybe I sent it to Kundi.
Wow, that's pretty.
Thank you. I was like, I looked at it. It was 49 cents. I looked at it and I was like, oh my gosh, this screams Nightingale.
Mm-hmm.
And so I bought it.
Love it.
For my birthday, 49 cents.
Love it.
Yeah, I do. I have probably 15 bookmarks.
Wow, I have the magnet ones. Those are the ones I use most often.
Those rip my pages. It's because I'm not gentle.
Oh, I'm gentle. Okay, last question. Who is most likely to create a TikTok / Instagram account just to post book reviews?
I feel like that's
both of us.
Yeah, we do that.
Because we did make a book Instagram.
Yeah. But also, you specifically downloaded TikTok just for Bookstagram, too.
I did. But I haven't posted, no. Okay.
But yeah, we both have Bookstagram, so. You did it first, though. I was like, we were talking about it, and mm-hmm. I was kind of like, oh, should I? And then you did it, and I was like, okay, I'm doing it.
Yeah. Okay, y'all. Well, that was Who's Most Likely To.
I think it was pretty fun. I think it also added on to, like, our bookish response, or what am I saying? Personalities
mm-hmm.
Episode that we did. So that's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yep.
But yeah. Make sure you're reading our Rose and Chains book club book. And yeah, stay tuned for our coming episodes. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.